So with that, we'll go to item five, discussion and possible action, recommended water management strategies for the use in the 2026 Brazos G plan. Tony, I'm going to turn it over to you. And
thank you. Let me start by saying that we went into far more detail in this morning's meeting on the conservation discussion, which I should have anticipated knowing the planning group. But that means that we covered a lot of the conservation discussion that I had anticipated to have here today in the scope of work committee. So rather than regale you with a lot of conservation discussion, I guess I would ask, you heard the discussion this morning, particularly the big question that we were going to talk with you about was the, I don't have the clicker. Doesn't help to change my screen.
He's just getting the clicker up there.
Since we did cover a lot, you'll just take us over the highlights, see if there's any questions.
Yes. Okay. Very, very highlights. I want to keep it to that 1 hour number I heard somebody say a few minutes ago.
Who said that? Who gave you an hour?
Who's going to be here that long?
I was being generous.
It's the least hungry person.
Who's on that diet?
We are.
Go,
apparently.
Tony, go.
All right. Conservation background and context, the scope of work. Talk about that. Talk about municipal conservation a bit. I'm going to hit those highlights now. A lot of this is just grittier detail about what I described this morning, about the Water Conservation Implementation Task Force. They develop best management practices guides. Then there was the Water Conservation Advisory Council established in 2007. All these entities. This is kind of what we're including in the discussion on conservation, right? We define GPCD, no problem there. What we wanted to talk with you guys about is in the box here, the evaluating the water conservation strategies and the model water conservation plans to inform the water management strategies. Let me see, 32 out of 106 required were received. So we're talking about the water conservation plans. So we have 106 that ought to be coming in. We got 32
so far.
That's right. Now they were required to be submitted, so they should have come in. I will tell you, I reached out to TCEQ and asked if I, here's why I did it. Frankly assume that everybody looks at TCEQ as the judge, jury, and executioner, and may not look at regional planning and planning consultants as a judge, jury, nor executioner. And so usually I historically reach over to TCEQ and ask their staff, hey, what'd you get? I bet you got more than I did. And the response I got was, if they're not submitting to you, they're breaking the law, we need to have a committee meeting. And so I didn't want to blow up the world here. So TCEQ's response was generally, we've got thousands to deal with. We don't have time to compile them together for you. You should be getting them directly. So, all right, that's what I got there. So I apologize, I didn't get any more out of that effort, but we've gotten what we've gotten, including 12 that weren't required to be received that we got, so we could send them a little gold star. Talking about our drought-based goals, some of the things that we talked about this morning in terms of per capita usage and targets, and then explaining non-recommendations. The approach from the previous cycle, I went through that this morning. That's what we've been using to date and what is in what we're going to show you in a little bit as far as how we estimate advanced water conservation. We assume an annual 1% reduction, except for Williamson County. And I will tell you, when we met with Georgetown, Georgetown flat said 120 is impossible. We cannot, not possible, that they cannot get down to 120. And I was saying, the regional planning group has tried to be, try and push as much as we can for conservation because it's a cheap and effective solution. And that bar was just too low for them is what they pushed back. But They also said, it's not that we don't want to do conservation. We have our own strategy and the magnitude already in their plan. And so they provided that, and we're going to use, they have 15,000 acre foot of savings in conservation that they're going to put into the plan that we can point, trying to be directly consistent with their plan. So when we get input like that, I recommend we dial into it. That's kind of reflecting what they're showing. It can't just be no. They got to have something in mind, or we're going to go to with our default. Is kind of how I've been having the conversation with folks.
So, and what do we require in our system water contracts? Drought conservation plans? Are they different than water conservation plans?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are probably doing like a drought contingency plan, but not a year-round conservation plan. Okay. Did they say why they couldn't do 140?
Or 120?
120?
120?
Yeah, whatever they've identified.
They just said it was not feasible they could get that low.
Because?
No, they didn't have any kind of documentation.
So I will tell you, that's really hard for Waco to achieve as well, because we have such a large industrial area that is using a lot of water. And in fact, we are going to have another 4 MGD a day. And then you add in our population, which is not, it's not growing rapidly. When you do the math, it just doesn't quite work out to a really low GPCD. Now, if we take just our residential, it's 75, 76, 80, always in that range between 70 and 80. But when you start adding in those industrials, it hurts.
And that's always been, if you remember Tommy O'Brien that was on this, that was always his huge emphasis was, this is not apples to apples, because these communities are so different, where you've got a big industrial user in a small population. You just can't get there. So I don't know how we ask for a change of how we account for this. If it is truly just residential or something that, narrows it down to where you've got something that you can measure, because it's just too broad.
Well, I will say that the committee meeting this morning, when that you heard the recommendation today, one of the items in their list of recommendations in Chapter 8 goes directly to this and speaks to the uncertainty embedded in the way GPCD is currently utilized in regional water planning, and that maybe more specificity in terms of parsing out the elements that comprise GPCD. I misspoke earlier. Georgetown did mention, they didn't have any documentation yet, but they did mention that they've got commercial interests that they provide for too, that warps their per capita numbers. And that was at least part of the rationale. I until you said that, I had forgotten.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between a bedroom community, mm-hmm. where the actual industrial center is in an mm-hmm. area. So
you might be seeing, they're also seeking economic development, even more users of water industrially. And so they may be keeping their powder dry, but we can't have a benchmark that's almost fill in the blank. Here's my residential, here's my industrial. So we all come up with the same quote number, or we know why it's there.
So it is in your conservation plan, like the conservation plan you have to submit. All that is kind of broken out. But when you get to just this number, it's all that included again, other than our wholesale. We pull our wholesale out.
Right.
But is it appropriate if a community says they cannot get to that?
They have another plan.
Is it providing this, what they are doing for conservation, adequate to offset the standard?
I mean, I guess that gets down to what is the if you are comparing residential to residential and someone says, I can't make that benchmark, then it's just because the residentials are wanting tropical looking yards.
They're all 1 acre lots or whatever.
Yeah. Versus, there's $2 billion plant that's going to use 2 MGD and another, $800 billion plant that's going to use 2 MGD coming to your town in addition to what you already have. I just don't know that we will ever hit this with the way this is calculated.
And I guess
you will.
And I guess I should clear up that it's not a standard. So this 140 number, again, hearsay, My understanding was 20 years ago, or 2007, when they were meeting, that that was a number that was negotiated to, essentially, kind of trying to find
it.
I was told it was like a sweet spot.
It was higher than 140, but it has come down to 140, and it's been at 140 for 10 years or longer, more than two planning cycles.
Right.
And it hasn't come down anymore, but we're saying we're going to start annual reduction to 1%.
To get them to 140.
Okay, but then you've got, why do we have this target of 120 on here?
Well, that was adopted in the last regional water plan. That's been the name of the game for us new consultants. We don't know why Williamson County was singled out.
And that's just Williamson County.
It was only Williamson County. It was done in the last plan. We weren't going to change it, but one of our big questions for this committee was, does that still hold true? My thought, if I were to guess, is that, you know, in trying to minimize unmet needs or municipal unmet needs, that there was a need for, we got to be more progressive or more aggressive.
And Jim,
thank you.
Rick's going to answer that question, but he's out. And so trying to remember back.
That's their number they gave us.
I think that was their number they gave us last time. To show that they were going to really try, because that's a fast-growing area.
That's correct.
If I'm misremembering this, which I probably won't be able to remember how to get home here in a minute, but that, you know, that's slowly coming back, that I think that was their efforts to show we've got this unmet need, but we're going to strive for a lower GPCD. But now the city of Georgetown is saying they can't meet that.
They're saying they can't meet 120.
120,
but that they have their own target that they've embedded in their integrated water resources plan. That's roughly 15,000 acre feet per year.
But they can meet the 140, you're saying, they said.
Well, I haven't gone and translated back their 15,000.
They identified they 140 as achievable.
What they did is basically told me, yes, we could do 140, but in our integrated water resources plan, we've already developed a target amount of savings. They haven't spelled out like the one-to-one to how much GPCD that is, but they've got a 15,000 acre foot strategy that they have recommended in their plan. And so they were like, use our plan. And you know, this is kind of a unique case. I haven't had many bring forward their plan that had the conservation in it yet. But,
and Dale, you were right. There's a negotiation. It must have been around not 7 that was talking about that 1% reduction. I think we didn't have anything in there before. DCW said, what can you do? And that's the only way we could get there. Mm-hmm. And Georgetown, I can't recall what, I think it was them trying to set the pace that this is done. The regimes have changed other than the general manager. So what was feasible 4 years ago, they may say they can't get to it.
Because I believe, was it SAWS that had a lower GBT, whatever this acronym is, that they were trying to say that's
SAWS the model. SAWS was the target.
SAWS, you know, was the example. And perhaps they were thinking, okay, we'll be the example of our efforts to lower it, but they can't reach it. So I don't know if we want to keep that in there, to be honest with you. Is it something they can't reach?
Well, yeah, that's the question at hand. If you're striving for something, if there's any pain point as far as like where there's pressure in our region, it's going to be Williamson County.
This is a question I wanted to ask in the other one, because it's my understanding, I don't know if I don't think it's in Region G, because we're planning for drought of record. Then that's probably a false. There are places in the state today cannot meet their water need. They're telling developers, you cannot do your project because we can't provide you the water today. Not during the drought of record.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
Not just
and
the drought of record.
And Georgetown's one of them. They're
today,
there.
Under current conditions. And so that's the urgency, I think, that needs to be communicated. We're already there. You don't have to be in a drought of record to be out of water. Because that's reality today.
Mm-hmm. I just think that part of the story is that the conservation alone can't get you out of it.
No, but it's
right.
Well,
it's a key element.
Also has to be if we don't hold people accountable for that conservation, we can't balance the checkbook on that. We just find ourselves in more trouble. We've had this conversation, just find ourselves in more trouble in 10 years, 20 yeah. years, 30 years.
So should the plan have the wolf at the door that says that? Is everybody's thinking it's 50 years? It's today.
It is. And that's the real world.
I mean, can we use that as, you got to hit these numbers? Is kind of a...
See, I think the targets were set in part to make the numbers work. To balance the checkbook.
That's right.
It's just reverse engineered numbers, yeah.
There are some saying, hey, you can't do this if we're in the water. But there are other people who say, well, these numbers, we can adjust these numbers. The numbers work, and we can bring them on.
Well, and what's the consequences if you don't make those numbers? I mean, who's knocking on your door telling you to turn the water off? And I don't mean the individual person. I mean the water user. The city, the supply company, whatever. There's nobody from the state coming to knock on the door telling you to stop.
It'll be coming, though, if what we're saying is
we
correct.
We hear it, but I mean, until that starts happening, it's going to be hard to make some places, especially the more affluent places, right. to dial it back.
Gary, can I add one comment real quick?
Sure.
This kind of relates to what you were talking about, Lisa. So total, the values reported in the water conservation plans is what we call total GPCD. And then as far as planning GPCD, when it's reported by WUGS, that does not include retail volumes sold to industries. So that might be why it's like 140, and what you're saying is not attainable.
You're pulling the industrial users out of it?
Mm-hmm. When we report by GPCD by, yeah, so that might be where the 120 number is coming from.
To say now. Well,
because if that number is already pulled out, plus not where huge industrial use in Georgia,
I was going to say the same
just
thing,
not
but
there.
It's the fab plants or the plants that are requiring a ton of water. Surely it's there.
Yeah,
but who is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that would be. Georgia.
Right.
Well, so let me tell you the rest of the tale. I have submitted to them a summary of everything we have on Georgetown. And frankly, every meeting we're having, that's what we're doing. We summarize everything. I keep explaining to them, no, we can't change the population projections. That was your opportunity a couple years ago. But we can work on adjusting and correcting any supply information and legal information, or particularly we need your input on strategies, including conservation. And so I provided that to them literally 3 days ago and asked them to provide it in 2 weeks' time, frankly anticipating our next meeting, that we'll get from them and others. As you know, I'm using Georgetown's example simply because I just spoke with them, but we're talking with anybody that'll talk with us to flesh out this story of supporting documentation. So if they make an assertion or change, I've asked them that they need to document it so the planning group understands and can support and defend it to the Water Development Board, who's then going to have to support and defend it to the legislature. And so they understand that, and they're going to provide the supporting information for whatever changes they have compared to what our baseline is.
So for the conservation and drought contingency plans that you haven't gotten, I would, and you're trying to get them from TCEQ, you might try doing an open records request with that list. Theoretically, they've got 10 days to supply it to you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's...
Okay.
We do it all the time for information that we can't seem to find on their website mm-hmm. related to CAFOs. And so we do it all the time.
Okay.
Thanks. Can you get it in a timely fashion?
No, a lot of times I have to use another consultant to call them and say, hey, by the way, you really, but at least that shows that you've put it out there. They ought to be supplying that
yeah.
to you.
They gave me an estimate of 9 months.
To get that?
To get it all together.
I would do it.
Was that Teresa you were talking to? At Georgetown?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about at Georgetown or at TC?
Georgetown.
At Georgetown, it's Chelsea Bridget, their consultant.
Chelsea.
Yes.
And she's the one who said couldn't make 120.
It was her, Bridget, and then their operator.
Yeah.
And it was their operator that was really leaning into it.
Can I ask a question then?
Yes, sir.
Based on what he said, are they misinterpreting total GPCD versus planning GPCD? And then also the second part of that question is, Judge Blackburn and I were talking earlier, the city of Temple, for example, not to say anything disparaging because I'm not, but they have two data centers. They have the largest Meta Center being built right now. And then they have a Bitcoin Center Synergy Park that's completed. Those are huge water users. Now Meta has shut their plant down, shut their design down, and then dropped to about 10% of their water use under their new design. But are those considered industrial? How are those factored in when we see all of this? And the big concern at the ledge is not the water, it's the energy that they're demanding. I know the Lieutenant Governor is, I heard it from four different people, he's like, this ain't happening no more because we can't have them.
Well,
so how do you factor those in if you don't know they're there?
Well, to answer your question, if it's been in the last 3 or 4 years, then it's not going to be in the data that we're utilizing for this plan.
It's in the last 3 or 4 years. They're coming online.
It's, right, it's so it's going, not
it's happening as we speak. This time.
Now, John.
But are we accounting for that coming? Are we, is it on the radar?
It will be in the next plan, but it would not be in the data we're using right now.
Well, they're going to be using water right now.
A bunch of.
Didn't mean to bring it up, that all that up, because we're chipping into our 1 hour window, but.
So, John, where is that in the next plan? How do you guys allocate? So what happens, those water use surveys we talked about, those get submitted to the Water Development Board. They will list their customers. Assumedly, they would be taken out of industrial. But that's the board that receives those surveys, and then they go in.
Spike.
It's not going to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all set from steam electric. You know, I don't know how you account for that. It's already in the plan, but it is a heavy water user.
That's why they're making the big moves.
Energy use, extreme energy
use. And on the horizons, the batteries, I mean, that alone takes the grid. Well, we're stuck on this slide. Hang on, we're going to. Should we eliminate the 1200 or the 120?
Hi, I do have something to add about the water use survey. So the water use survey contain like a few columns, and some of them are total water use, your wholesale amount, industrial, and power. So the GPCD that we're using here, the planning GPCD, that's the municipal GPCD. So that's the total water minus your wholesale, industrial, and power sale. And those information are provided by TWDB water use survey. But just because TWDB have columns for those category doesn't mean that they filled out those category correctly. Yeah.
That's a benchmark thing. Everybody does it a little different.
Yeah.
We've had this problem the last 3 plans, as I remember. So that's what we just said was the GPCD is residential, and it doesn't have the industrial and all that.
Well, residential and commercial.
Okay.
Just non-industrial.
Non-industrial.
Again, which makes stores sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it may be political.
I mean, it's
like
green.
Like we said earlier.
It's green. It's very green.
But it's not.
It's very green.
It's not like I don't see a bunch of 1 acre lots being
done. Okay, so if we go backwards where the 120 is, do we want to have this in hold this information, or do we eliminate it now?
One more time, that came from Will County?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what they offered up.
Oh, yes, that was probably two plans ago.
When they came up with that number. It wasn't the last plan, it was before that.
It was before.
Well, what I would offer up is leaving it for now. At 120. We're going to meet again, but more importantly, we're going to have the sub-regional meeting, and we're going to be in their backyard. They're all going to be there, hopefully. And we can make a point to show this and say, hey, look, this is what the regional planning group used last time. Our recollection is you were supportive of this 120 number.
Not supportive, it came from you.
I thought it came, yeah, it came from you, okay.
Came from them.
I did notice that you have some small communities also, because you've got Williamson County as a whole.
That's right.
So the city of Bartlett's on 120, I noticed.
That's how the regional plan did it last cycle. So I wasn't being adventurous in changing it unless this committee told me today.
Yeah.
David, do you remember the meeting we had about that time, and Round Rock was there and all the cities? I think that's where the 120 started getting bannered about by Georgetown proper. So I think it is only Georgetown, if that was the question. That the rest of Williamson County, they were thinking 140, I think.
It says selected was in Williamson
County. No, yes. So I added selected.
Oh, you did?
Here's how that came about. It's literally because of Georgetown's statement.
I would suggest we pull it, and then if Jim or whoever that bunch wants to put it back in, that's their option to bring that information to us. But if it's unrealistic, I say we pull it. And then let them come back in, defend, ask it, put it back in. That would be my suggestion.
Everybody okay with that? I think we're doing what they asked. They can't do 120. But you need to do that, so we'll revisit it with them, quote, behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, let them know we're pulling it out. And if they want to come back in and ask for it to be back, they've got to, you know, justify being put back in.
Okay.
So although, that changes their needs?
The thing is, yeah, that'll change their second-tier needs. Well, no, it won't, because they've asked us to use their targeted amount for their advanced water conservation goal that's in their plan, 15,000 acre foot.
Okay.
So it won't affect Georgetown. It would affect all the others in Williamson County.
So the 120 wouldn't matter anyway if you use that for Georgetown?
Not for Georgetown.
But it would affect the others.
It would affect the others. And the only reason why I'm suggesting just leave it and let's see what they say at the sub-regional meeting is purely because the only one I've gotten any feedback on is from Georgetown.
And the rest of them probably wouldn't even be aware you pulled
until
it.
I wave the flag at the sub-regional meeting and we'll get their input. But I will tell you this, changing that is not a ton of work on our part.
That
makes a difference. It's not a ton of work on our part.
If you do the sub-regional, you're going to mention that this is an issue that's going to get addressed.
I sure am now, yes, absolutely.
Okay, I suggest we leave it, but bring it up, give them a chance to have input before we change it.
Okay. The group okay with that one? That action?
Because there's going to be other user groups besides Georgetown that's going to be caught off guard. And so,
I don't think so. Okay. This doesn't require a motion at this committee level. This would be more once we kick it up and report if we do change it.
Well, I don't think we're changing it yet. I think we're just discussing it. It's going to stay in, is my understanding. Sub-regional is going to be discussed. But this is a concern. And we need to hear from you folks as to how you're going to
defend this.
If you want to keep 120 in Williamson County, you better really justify it for it to stay in there, because we're considering pulling it out.
And raising it, which is to your benefit, I mean.
It is. I don't know how it penalizes them, obviously, but they've got some strategies
in there. The penalty is that they would have to then
have unmet need.
Well, or other strategies. They're going to have to increase other strategies to meet that.
The penalty is it'll be more realistic in the report.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where they are.
You start dropping it 1%, they're already at a lower level, and you start dropping that 1%.
Remember, politically, they were rationing water this past year. So what might have been a plan, yeah, I can do that. And now when reality hit them, David knows that, especially Georgetown, is very hypersensitive about meeting those goals. So who knows?
But they want to use that to force people to conserve.
Right.
They may have a reason for it being in the plan at 120 and say, folks, this is what it's in the plan. This is what we got to get to. You got to be in compliance. I don't, you know, there's a thousand different explanations.
That's true. So now you can only water one day.
Or we're going to have to spend this on infrastructure.
Right.
Yep.
Which you're going to have to spend money.
Okay. So it stays.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we'll look at it hard at the super regional. That's the
sub-regional meetings are going to address that when they're down there in that area.
Yep. All right. Go ahead, Tony.
This just says what that the advisory committee for water conservation. This just reiterates what they said before. Again, we're letting the WUGs choose freely which best management practices to utilize. That was the same as what was done before, mm-hmm. rather than picking one. And then this goes through what I literally walked through the details of irrigation. Although I do have some breakdowns of numbers for you guys just to get a sense of the magnitude. So like, for example, I read these off earlier, so you saw that. For irrigation, WUGs with needs, the amount saved, kind of split out. And this is just irrigation conservation. Using the methods I walked through this morning. But you're getting a sense of like 6 to 15,000, right? For conservation savings for manufacturing, it's roughly 300 acre feet to 900. Mining, 600 to 1500 acre foot for the region, not one entity. Steam electric, same. Livestock, same as this morning. What I wanted to do was, and I don't know if I can do it with this. Didn't work. Can y'all switch over to the spreadsheet? All right. BRA's IT staff are spectacular. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You will recall that at the last meeting, we brought two spreadsheets for this committee's consideration. The first one was pretty straightforward. I call it the PF-NPF spreadsheet. It's a required format from the Water Development Board, and that's not what's on the screen. The reason why is because that hasn't changed since the last time you saw it. That's that spreadsheet, you guys looked through it. It had the potentially feasible and non-potentially feasible strategies. But where all our attention went to in the last meeting was how could we improve the second spreadsheet. The second spreadsheet, what we presented to you last time, was a picture of WUGs with their needs, and then we had 21 strategies on there, 2021 strategies. This, we got your comments. There were suggestions to add the sponsor. There was a suggestion to update your calculation to show me the magnitude of, to show the magnitude of the shortage so that you could see how much you're falling short after the strategies. Judge Blackburn made that suggestion. We've gone a step further with it. Those were good suggestions to start with, and we've added in. What we've added in is taking the advanced conservation methods that we've done. For every WUG with a need, we've got the WUG, and actually this isn't going all the way over to the left, and I can't. Can you get it all the way over to the left-hand side of the screen? Thank you, that's perfect. So for the first WUG, in a microscopic font, so that way nobody can tell what I'm saying.
Full disclosure.
That's right.
Communication model.
439 WSC. I'm not picking on them, they're just first because they're a number. Top left.
Yep.
Go all the way up. There we go. 439 WSC, their strategies. If you go over to the right, you see need. And those needs from 2030 to 2080 are the needs that we have identified based on their current existing supplies versus the projected demand, right? When we look at that, we've now applied advanced conservation. We've used the conservation tool, and we've put in the amounts that based on our methodology, that they would be able to save. And then we calculate second tier need. So it's simply, this is the math of need, conservation. If you've conserved that much, then what's the remaining need? And you can see the remaining need is those tier two needs up there in blue. Underneath that are four strategies that were the recommended strategies in the 21 plan for 439 WSC. And we have the tabulated amounts from 2030 to 2070. We've not yet extended it to 2080, but it's through 2070 at least, to get a sense of, okay, based on the magnitude of the strategy as it was contemplated in the last plan, does it meet the identified needs? And the answer is yes for 439 WSC. With this setup, what we're doing, what our progress process is that we've gone through, and this is where those numbers came from that I was rattling off to you this morning. We've gone through every WUG and identified, if you could scroll down, please, keep going. There. Look at Baird in Callahan County, about three quarters of the way down the screen. Now, we have not updated any strategy names. We're just leaving what it said last time. Those may change because I know for a fact that the calling it BRA system operation surplus is probably a misnomer, and there's a better way of characterizing that. But we can utilize that what supply is there in coordination with BRA to say, okay, that's the amount that was planned for that strategy last go around. And with that particular strategy applied and the advanced conservation that we're doing this time and the demands that we're doing this time, we still see in 2030, there's a need of 206 and then it drops down to about 23 acre foot to 50 acre foot. So that then begs a conversation of, do we increase that strategy? Can that strategy be increased? Or do we need to have additional strategy for something else? So we're going to talk with the WUG and we're talking with BRA to have those conversations and pull this information together. So we're working in multiple directions. So this isn't so much seeking your input. We are looking and say, hey, well, you're doing it wrong. But our process, what we're doing is that we're engaging with the wholesale water providers and showing them, hey, here's the list of contractual demand, the promises you've made, contracts, and the projected demand, which is, well, this is what the board says they're actually going to grow by. We provide both those pictures to the sellers. We let the sellers, we talk with the sellers about, okay, are we planning for the projections or are we planning for the contract? We get their input. We talk with the buyers and we talk about the contract amount and then what we're obligated to plan for, the projections. And we're talking with them about, okay, would you be doing a new strategy or would you be seeking to increase your contract? And then looking with our third hand, thankfully we've got more than one, we're looking at the allocations. So we've already done existing supply allocations. So in our magical database, DB27, we've got how much remains of source availability that hasn't been allocated to existing supply. And we can take that bucket for every single entity that's a seller or a owner of their own water and allocate it for the projected needs. And we're talking with each entity to say, how do you want to allocate that? Because some may say, I made a contract, I'm going to promise the contract, allocate the full contract amounts. Others may say, no, if it's only projecting, they're going to grow to here, I'm going to meet their projected need for the purposes of regional planning. But we're soliciting that input from the individual WUGs and from the sellers and documenting all of it.
That's a massive spreadsheet, right?
It is. And as I said, there's 270, I'm going off my memory, I'm not looking at my phone this time, but there's 270 entities that are on that spreadsheet. If I were to go all the way to the bottom, we don't need to. If you go all the way to the bottom, you're going to see 70 entities that don't have any recommended strategies from 2021. They're not new entities, they just got a new problem that's showing up. Something changed. Whether it's their projection.
Spreadsheet available to us? Has that been sent to us?
Literally, we're working on it every day.
Okay.
So you got a snapshot that I very nearly got handed out that was about 4 days old.
And there's one on our, on the actual.
On the distribution, yes. This one now reflects, I had them go back in and update it for our amendments for infeasibility. And so this one has where the strategies, we amended the plan, so we've added in groundwater for Georgetown, and we delayed the onset of the major reservoirs. That's reflected in this one that's up here. And so what I propose is that I would send this version out, or Pam's already got it, we could send this version out to the subcommittee, because it's the latest and greatest snapshot. Yep. You can look at it, and I'm being honest, I'm telling everybody, this is the time to tell me we've got something wrong. This is great. Please tell me you screwed up. That's great, because that means readily we can change it. We can do that all the way up to next October, but I'd rather do it now. And it's much more straightforward trying to get everything ready for the IPP.
So just a layman's question then. If there's municipalities or an entity that's pursuing contracting to get additional water and may not have those strategies are not in your plan, and they're going to give them surplus over time, probably within immediate future, do you want those strategies in there? Is it still in their best interest to get those to you?
Well, I don't want to be the one that decides what's in their best interest so much as them. I want to give them the opportunity.
So my assumption is if it gets in the plan, then they can procure funds through the Water Development Board.
Sure.
Without coming to us for an amendment.
Sure.
Even if they don't have a major need now.
Well, the Water Development Board has flat said you don't have to have a need to have a recommended strategy.
Okay.
But what that's you do need to demonstrate to the planning group that it should be your recommended strategy. So that's more, it falls on you guys.
Well, they have the capability.
Well, sure, absolutely. And that's where our outreach comes in. That's particularly, you know, we've sent surveys, we've made phone calls. My hope is that, you know, the folks that have been paying attention, it's been great. Waco, Georgetown, the guys that are facing issues are reaching out and have been for 2 years. Yeah. Now's the time they're jumping, going, great, you're finally to the point of doing strategies. Those guys we're getting and meeting with. My hope is the sub-regional meetings are the ones where they're going to see something wrong. I want that. Because if they see something wrong and then they're going to tell us, we may not have the time to change everything right before the IPP, but we can fix it before the final plan. So that's great in my book. Sorry, I mean, slam the table like that. Get excited about
playing. You can't use the microphone when you slam the table.
They pick up more.
They do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's just take Axtell. It's in the middle. Water Supply Corporation. And the blue line, the blue line across. And let's the first two columns there.
Sure. Are
need, advanced, tier two, 2020, and the need after.
Okay, so there's an equation that goes right before this.
Okay.
We adopted population projections.
Okay.
Then we characterized their existing supply that they could legally access during the drought era.
Okay.
We compare those two for each decade. That's what gives us either a surplus or a shortage.
Okay.
We have already done that on some other spreadsheet and called out all the ones that are in Fat City. They're good. We have 500 WUGs. Roughly half are in Fat City. They're good. But we identify here 16 acre foot of need, so they're short their existing supply relative to their demand.
Right.
Then we say, okay, with our methodology, with, I won't go through all the details, advanced water conservation. If we do advanced water conservation, they could save 25 acre foot from advanced water conservation and 27 acre foot in the next year, 30, 34, 38, 41.
Yeah, let's just stay in one column on that.
Let's stay in one column, okay. So then their tier two need is zero.
How do is that to 120?
We're done there. Advanced water conservation would be enough. Would need for this particular one to go to purchase water from the city of Waco, 86 acre feet, because according to what the projections are, this go around. With these projections, they're already solved based on their conservation. Now, I would still have two conversations. I would have a conversation with them saying, okay, are these projections, are you comfortable with these projections? And because chances are they didn't have enough information to change it. I'm looking.
So on the 86 acre feet that they can purchase, that we they know they can purchase 86 acre feet from.
This was the amount that was a recommended strategy in the 21 Brazos student plan.
Liberty
Hill. That came out for 2030 for that entity to purchase supply from Waco.
So they may or may not have a contractual right to do that.
No.
Yeah, they have a contract with us, but they have to purchase to blend because they have arsenic. Levels too high in that water.
But if I take that all the way out, then in, I don't know what year it is, but where the red 10 number is, what decade that is.
Right, that's like 30, 40,
wherever it is, 60,
60.
But that's the point where they've got to go buy 10 acre feet, and their water management strategy for dealing with that is purchasing water from the city of Waco.
And we could do one of two things. We could reduce that 99 down to 10, or we'd also talk with Waco. And we're trying, then we need to know the details of what we modify it to. But that's kind of laying out the story at a high level of then, all right, what are we going to do next? What's the conversation? Because.
But if those, let's pick another one.
Let me mention something. This is based on the projection, right? Well, they have a contract. And so the contract may not be the projection. It may not be anything related to the projection. And so we, the regional planning group is obligated to plan for the projections. But that doesn't mean that if a seller says, no, I made that contract, I'm going to oblige by it, I want to plan to the contract, that we can't do that and recommend strategies for planning to meet the contract amount instead of the projection. These are all projections here.
Well,
that's why we want to have those conversations.
I guess what I'm going to maybe understand what David's asking about. So if you look at the 143, which is the need in that column, that particular column, and their advanced conservation is 34 acre feet. Their tier two needs is 109. So the 109 subtracted from the 99 they're contracted with the city of Waco leaves them with a 10 acre foot deficit.
Would you increase it by 10?
Yeah.
And then we talk with Waco to see if Waco has the capability of increasing it by 10. If the plan strategy contemplates having the capacity to move an additional 10, or if we have to talk with Axtell and say, would you actually increase your contract, or would you do something else with your existing supply?
So for Baird, theirs is, what is that, 2030? Is that the first column?
Yes.
So they need to be talking to BRA right now, right?
Yes.
Because it's now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
And again, we need to be talking with them and with BRA.
To make sure all these numbers are...
Well, is it even realistic? Or do they need to be... It's not...
Well, again, theirs is 2030 for a need or shortfall.
Well, I wanna,
if they go to BRA and BRA out, says, we got...
I want to back up the answer.
Well, hang on. But there's one other thing. Just because we had a 21 recommended strategy doesn't mean that's the only option that they just have to go talk with BRA. It might be the only real thing, but the regional planning group has the capability to add another row in there,
sure,
and say another strategy. And I don't know what that is, but
and you're forcing forcing a new strategy on top,
right?
To make it
well, if they, to use Baird as the example, though, I mean, they go to BRA and BRA says nothing there.
Right.
Well, then what? You got to add a row.
That's exactly it. We add a row and we go talk with them about what are they going to do.
And you shouldn't be bringing any data centers in. Right?
Fair enough. Well, they better have a plan that they can defend and bring the information and share.
Dale's got something.
Yes, sir.
But again, going back to Baird, just for the math, because I'm not tracking, 232 is the need. Advanced conservation will give them 26 acre feet, which is their tier two need is 206. They're going to get 152 acre feet from Abilene. The need after the water management strategy. Would that not be 206 minus 152?
It should be.
Wow, good catch.
Yep, this is because I added this and didn't catch that. Yep.
So it just makes, you know, I just want to make sure I'm reading this chart and the math correctly.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you putting all, I mean, incredible amount of data, but it also, I think, will be incredibly useful for these webs.
Well, I think it's also incredibly useful for showing y'all a bit without overwhelming it or overgeneralizing the math.
Yep.
Because I think y'all have got to make informed decisions. Yep. And this is my approach that I wanted to lay out to you, is to have this table, we evolve it. I will tell you that there's far more complexity than what's shown here. Because when we break down any given seller, you got to think that there's sellers that have numerous customers, right? And they're thinking of it from a seller perspective. So it's an aggregation, and there's WUG sellers that are WUGs unto themselves and then have their own customers' needs. So that's why I paused a second ago on that one, because I needed to remember, all right, are they a seller? Sometimes the math is one and one is three, because a seller has their own WUG municipal demand and then their own customers.
Yeah.
And we're not listing the customers' demands on there. So don't get me wrong, we're calculating that. You can bet calculating it. It's just not in this particular spreadsheet that we're showing all that.
And how many did you say are on the spreadsheet? How many?
I think there's roughly 207.
207. And out of the 207, roughly 70. 270.
Yes, sir.
How many have 2030 need?
Oh, I haven't calculated.
But this is the drought of record, what their need would be. Not that this is an every...
No, that's absolutely right.
Everyday need.
Worst case scenario.
Right, right.
Well...
And this is not... And this is not looking at it as if they've enacted drought stage four, which may be their worst. So this is just their regular water usage. This is what they would be sure.
No, this is the peak water usage. So, right, you're going to have your peak bad, your peak per capita usage was embedded within the demands.
Okay.
So it's going to be like 2011 numbers. So we were
actually pretty good then, but go ahead. Okay.
We had a full lake, near full, 2011. So.
Okay, so I'm not sure how we got here. We all support the spreadsheets, phenomenal. And we can look at this as a tool in any one of our meetings, I guess.
And that's where we're going. So with this spreadsheet, if you're okay with kind of this level of presentation, my intent is that as we engage with entities, or don't, if we can't get a hold of them, and we construct strategies and needs, that we utilize this table to summarize the summarize, at least by WUG, the information. I'm going to try my best to aggregate things that are simple, like increase your contract, and if the supply's there and the database says it's fine, we'll knock those out. In the next meeting, we'll say these are the increase your contracts. We can answer questions like, how many are in 2030? What are the ones that are impending? We want to get that feedback so that we're showing the right thing to you guys for your decisions when we're going into the next meeting. Because right now, we're doing the costing, we're doing the amounts, we're doing the checking to make sure that strategies don't over-allocate. That's their boat, can't do that. So we can't over-allocate anything. But that means that as we're engaging with VRA, as we're engaging with cities, it's kind of a two-way conversation to be had. And that we present the results of those conversations in some kind of manner that makes sense to you guys. Mm-hmm.
So with this, our committee, would you say four, John? Looks good? Looks like a good tool? I mean, I know you've already got a ton of time in it.
I think it's a good tool. Yeah. I think it's a...
Yeah, you might highlight one and all the different columns as you talk about it, if you're presenting it to the whole group, kind of just how you just did it.
Sure.
You know.
It's a wall.
Here's the Axtell. Here's what the, you know, the need is. This is the advanced conservation. Those two, you know, do they have a tier two need? Do they not have a tier two need? Just so you can take people through one so they get the math and the.
Okay.
And it would, I don't know if you could put a bolder line break between the entities because it all tends to run together and you want, you know, it.
That's, I was thinking like a highlighted one whole big box and then highlighting within that box as you talk about each one. So people go, they can.
This is the literal spreadsheet. So it's not a presentation.
Yeah.
Right.
Mainly because my thought was with this committee being a working committee, if there were like you wanted to identify another strategy or something that you were aware of that you wanted to bring for the group to hear, we could add it on the fly.
Uh-huh.
But maybe the idea should be make it more presentation-like that we can march through it.
I think for us, it's fine. We've kind of marched through the example, but I think when you get into the larger group,
because
you're going to be 2 hours, I think you need all the information available to them. I just think you need to give the example of how to look at the spreadsheet.
Let me ask you this, because I haven't done it with Region G before. Will the full planning group want to go through every single of the 270 works?
No.
No.
David does not. I think just one.
We'll tell them what they want.
People need to come to a meeting like this, having looked through this information, prepared to ask the questions that they want.
Good. Mm-hmm. And the way I'm thinking is summarizing it in terms of categories of strategies. So things like increased contract, new surface water, new infrastructure, new groundwater, and put them under those brackets where I'm not going into the minutia of each one, unless it's some kind of problem child that this scope of work committee identifies that needs more deliberation. Then my thought is that's how I would present it to the full planning group. And I can do that with you guys as well, and then we kind of march through each and try and cover different categories in our subsequent meetings.
It's almost like Wayne was talking about, you know, give the group a big one to look at, or we have another meeting. I think we're okay under all that. We're going to give them a lot of information to look at.
I'd give them the whole, I mean, all the spreadsheets.
Sure.
Fine, but not march through them line by line.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And do, again, an example, pick out one and say, this is how you read, just what I was asking, just this is how you read this. This is how the assumptions that were built into it. And then maybe, again, I haven't gone through and studied it yet, but if there is some, again, I don't know how big the number is, but if the number is relatively small, which it may not be, of you know, WUGs that are entities that have a need, especially in 2030, and have no water management strategy at all. Maybe, again, if that list is short. Now, if we've got 270 on here, it's 70. Oh.
Wow.
That was your 70 number earlier, right? Yes.
Wow.
And there's 160 total that.
So then could you take those 70 and say, okay, then working where you're going, the ones that have immediate needs in 2030, those are the ones that we talk, or 2040, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're 70 shorting our.
That's the 2030?
No, I haven't done the 2030 yet.
Yes, okay, so it'll be a smaller number.
The immediate
he's bifurcating it out and saying, let's prioritize the 2030s that are near term but don't have anything at all.
Yes, no, that's where I was heading.
That's where
I can do that.
And that number
have
would be,
that information.
And that number would be less than 70, right?
Yes, definitely.
That would be a good
starting spot.
Starting spot or a good discussion for a larger group, maybe to say, okay, here's.
And they understand the methodology, they can look at the other year decades.
Do what?
They understand the methodology of the 2030s, they can apply it to everybody else on those other decades.
Exactly.
Highlight those immediate needs that don't have, you know, they don't have an answer, don't have a
strategy.
And
that'll roll us back around to water management strategies. And if they don't have one, we've got to figure out.
And so we got 70 targeted WUGs. They have an issue, so there's going to have to be 70
70 have nothing. 160 have needs that they're just like Axtell. They're either going to need to increase the contract, or they're going to need to add a row with a new strategy.
But not all of those are 2030, though.
No, not all of those are 2030.
That's just the total.
So I can go through and do a pass.
So if there's only five in 2030, then
those to talk about. Everybody else look at those other decades just to understand the philosophy and the methodology.
That's spectacular.
But, you know, I would freeze the titles, you know, where you got the decades there, so if they see it on every screen. And do some kind of break.
I was editing this between the end of the meeting and the start of this meeting. I sent it to Pam because...
you wanted feedback.
This is great. I'm in the middle of the night telling you all that I really wished. You don't know how stressed I am when I don't know exactly what you want to hear. This is how you'd like to parse it about. Doing the work is easy. It's doing it in the way that you guys want to process it. That's the trick. So y'all have given me what we needed today to go and produce good work that you'll be able to understand and process at the next meeting. I'm just explaining why some of the rough parts patches.
It's going to take some time. Can you put a registered trademark on this and we'll sell it to the other region?
Well, my money's on. If the other ones are like me, we do this the next go around, we already have this, and then we build a nice tool. You don't have to.
Great work, Tony.
Right. Thank you.
Great work.
Okay, so we're back to the slide information.
I'm not sure if anybody wants to hear me say anything again, but as far as where we're going from here, if you can't tell, continuing engagement, we're doing the costing, we're utilizing the UCM, and now I've just got the hook wrapped around me and they pulled me right off the stage.
Time's expired.
That was your last slide.
That's what I needed right there. That's it.
That is in conclusion.
That's it.
That's that new technology.
It's that new technology.
Man, he's got that kill switch in his pocket. That's what it was.
Your Zoom call has ended.
That's right.
Please insert another quarter.